Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, January 11th, 2017. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Well, it's hump day. Getting there, right? Second week of January. It's been rainier than heck here in California. I'm sure you've seen the footage from here up in the Sierras and up in Reno. Lots of flooding going on. And evacuations and stuff like that. Looks like it happens about once every 10 years, going back 1986, 1997, 2006, now 2017. So I'm sure that's not a pattern, but seems like it right now. Anyways, it's pretty wet out there, and we've had this, you know, major drought going on for a while. So kind of feast or famine, seems like, right? Anyway, stock market had a okay day today. The Dow is once again closing in on Dow 20,000. Doesn't seem like we can get up there. Is it churning? Is it churning up here at the top? Or is it just kind of biding time and trying to gather its strength and momentum to power through? Anyways, we're 50 points away. Dow was up almost 0.5% today. S&P was also up, and the NASDAQ set yet another record. Up fractionally as well. Trail today, though. And you know, Donald Trump gave a news conference today, so I didn't hear too much of it, although I did hear him call CNN fake news, and that's after some of these stories and allegations have come out over not just recent days. I mean, maybe an exclamation mark about with these recent days, but all throughout his campaign, there's been lots of stories and allegations, and he's been pretty vocal about it. But go back during President Obama's term where he, you know, he got on Fox News. I think Hillary did as well. And a lot of his supporters, you know, call it faux news, faux, the French word for fake. Anyways, so I guess they got away with that. So now that Trump's talking about CNN being fake news, oh, the horrors of it all, right? But anyways, a lot of stuff out there. He did come out and kind of bash healthcare. He said that the drug industry was getting away with a murder and called for new bidding procedures. Well, that caused healthcare to lag the market today, down 1%. And the biotech ETF was down 3% today. So that's not good, right? It was a laggard. I had it overbought recently, but you can't really use exogenous events like a Trump speech to blame that on, but it had been overbought heading into today. But anyways, I thought it kind of lagged last year with both candidates really hammering the drug industry. But that seemingly that may continue, right? There's a lot of unknowns, a lot of unknowns. Leading the S&P groups today was energy stocks. Crude oil climbed 2.8%. It's now 52.25 a barrel. And that's even with sharp weekly increases in stockpiles. So tech also did okay, up 0.7%, and financials did okay. And we'll see how financials do as we cruise into some bank earnings later this week. Tomorrow and Friday, I think, right? Tenure is now at 2.37%. So remember that peaked at 2.55% or right about there. On fears of, you know, stronger growth and stronger inflation. Hey, did you see the news about the cost to raise a child? It ain't cheap. It ain't cheap. For a middle-income family, a child born in 2015, the cost of raising a child to age 18 is $233,610. That's 3% up from the year before, which almost in line with, is that where inflation's at? Inflation's lower than that, right? On some things. Housing is 29% of the cost for raising a child. And I guess, you know, a wealthier families who live in, you know, more expensive neighborhoods, who have, you know, more home costs, they also spend more on daycare as well. So if you take a look at some of the different income groups, for the higher income folks, it's $372,210. And for the lower income group, $174,690. So it ain't cheap raising a kid. Do you see Social Security payroll taxes are going up? So the Social Security cap was at $118,500 last year. But now, 2017, it's up to $127,200. So that's over a 7% jump in the cap, and it's higher than inflation. And folks are like, well, how come it went up so much? But remember last year, they didn't do a cost of living for Social Security recipients. So I guess there's a law that says, hey, if you don't have a raise in Social Security, you can't raise the cap as well. So anyways, it goes up more this year. And also the minimum on the Social Security cap, the cap base, is raised based on an index of U.S. wages, not consumer prices. So there you go. Good to know. Do you see Starbucks is ending alcohol services at their locations? That's right. They had a program called Evening Services, and that was kind of big news when it came out, is that, you know, alcohol, they were going for the happy hour crowd. But, you know, I think folks drink a lot of mochas and cappuccinos and lattes instead of alcohol. Anyways, you want alcohol, you go to a bar anyways, right? Anyways, I thought that was kind of interesting. Walmart cutting hundreds of workers. So it's going to hit hard on the human resources department. A lot of companies, you know, that's where a lot of money's spent. And a lot of outsourcing is done, you know, temporary workers, office automation, a lot of that hits human resources. And did you see that China has made a girl robot, Zha Zha? She can hold a simple conversation and make specific facial expressions when asked. She was able to answer accurately a question about today's weather and hold basic conversations and recognize the gender of her questioners. Although I don't think people want a girl robot to ask about the weather. Right, we'll see where that goes. That's been in the news for quite a while, right? Girl robots coming out of, this is China. I've heard it coming out of Japan before, but kind of interesting. Well, the market, my thoughts are kind of the same as they've been, is that, you know, I'm a worried bull. I'm still 100% long, or close to 100% anyways. And I do have a little bit of cash that I've been accumulating on the sidelines, looking for things to buy or invest in, but I have a hard time justifying that after a huge rally like this too. So I'm waiting for a pullback. I expected a pullback here in January. Hasn't come yet. And of course, with 100%, nearly 100% long, I'm not that worried, but I am kind of thinking we're going to have some sort of recession coming up. There's a lot of hatred for, you know, Donald Trump. I mean, it's really vociferous. I don't remember it this bad with Obama, although there's always a lot of negative comments in politics. You know, go to Facebook, go to Twitter. It's like a sport. I mean, there's a lot of people who have their favorite team and they just do nothing but deride the other team as a bunch of liars and Hitlers, and both sides do it. And I don't know why people are on Facebook and Twitter doing that. It's not like you're going to change anybody's opinion. People pick sides and that's it. You know, try to change a Cowboys fan into a Raiders fan. This is not going to happen. And I don't think Republicans and Democrats are going to change that much either. So I think that's why, you know, one of the reasons Trump won is that there are a lot of people who do vote their pocketbook. It's not just rooting for their favorite team. So you had a lot of folks in the Rust Belt states who, you know, have seen their jobs go away and are worried about outsourcing and maybe shutting down of their industries and sending it to other countries. So I think that, you know, that's really the reason Trump won, in my opinion. And I hope he does well. You know, I hope for all of us, whoever our leaders are, do well. You know, why wouldn't you want that? Why wouldn't you want the stock market to go up and your neighbors, yourself and your neighbors, to do well financially and have jobs and, you know, be able to do the things you enjoy in life rather than be unemployed and, you know, not knowing where you're going to get your next loaf of bread. That's my thought anyways. Anyways, back to the market. I'm worried. You know, I still think the NASDAQ 100 looks a little overbought. Energy's rebounded a little bit today. So I'll run a check and update that more maybe tomorrow. Anyways, hey, I hope you're having a good one. See ya.
This is Ex Norwegian. Spin it, win it from MusicAlley.com. Sponsored music. See ya. You gotta try.